orchestra at all. I think he's just a little sore. I think he'll be all right. A little bit bruised. I don't think anything will keep him out of practice. Pretty good shape. There's a few statuses. Which one are you talking about? Yeah. Which one? Oh. Okay, we can, okay. You just explained what status you were talking about. You know, he's still a little bit, you know, knee's still a little bit swollen. He's going to have an MRI on it just to make sure. He felt better on Saturday. You know, he was wanting to take a few reps. I don't think he could have went full speed, so we'll just have to wait and see how he is.
What about his elbows there?
That hearing is Friday. We'll be in Phoenix with the NFL. We'll find out what happens. I'm not sure. Shortly thereafter. How shortly? I'm not really sure.
Because of all of the questionable things surrounding Travis physically and off the field, would it make you be more inclined to say Selvin's my guy on Wednesday, just let him get all the reps and go from there?
Well, he might have to. I don't even know if he can practice. But I do have a feeling about the court case. And, you know, if Selvin, if I thought the test was positive, I thought if the tests were positive, Travis would not be on a football team right now. You know, when he went back and took the hair sample, that's negative. Lie detector test, that's negative. So, you know, we'll let the due process take care of itself. But if Travis took a test and we knew he was positive after what he promised me, he wouldn't be with our football team. And, you know, I haven't shared that with you because I couldn't share it with you. But obviously, he's going to have his hearing Friday, and we'll let the due process take care of itself. I don't think they would do that. They haven't done that in the past. You practice somebody during the week and then not let them play on Monday night. I don't think it's been done before, so I'm sure it'd be maybe the day after or the week after. Did I say we? No, I'm not going to Phoenix.
I didn't think so.
No.
So did you say he's had a lie detector?
If we would not have won that game, I might be with Travis.
Did you say Travis has had a lie detector test?
Hair sample, yeah. Mm-hmm. Negative, yeah. So all the tests except for the one test have come back negative. And as I couldn't tell you before, because they got to do retest, and until they did those retests, I didn't want to say one way or the other. But when I did find that out, I was just to share with you, that's one of the reasons he's here. It was definitely what I thought was positive after the commitment he made to me. He would no longer be with us, so let's give him a chance to have his date in court. I'm not going to go through that. All I'm going to tell you is there's been a couple of them. What do you want me to say? We're not going to get a fair shake from the NFL? Is that what you're trying to make me say?
If you want to.
No, the commissioner's going to give him a fair shake. He's going to wait till he listens to all the facts and sure weigh it, then make a decision. But knowing our commissioner, he'll definitely give him a fair shake. You know, we've talked about this before. You know, the guy wants to get an opportunity to show what he can do. It doesn't surprise me because he's been doing this since preseason. You can see the speed, quickness, and explosion in practice, and to actually see him do it against an excellent defense gives him a lot of confidence. But one of the reasons why we put him up and really kept a guy like Travis down because he practiced great during the week. Travis wanted to play. I just didn't think it was the best thing for our football team when a guy doesn't practice through the week and he's a little bit sore. You get these warriors that want to play, but it's not necessarily the best thing for your football team. A guy like Andre Hall has come on, and he's played well. And you got to go with the guys that practice and the guys you feel good about. You know, it's hard to say until he practices, takes a hit. But we didn't want to take a chance of him taking any hits until that numbness went away. I just don't think it makes any sense. You know, John's such a warrior, he'd play through any pain, but you know, there's got to be some common sense that prevails when you don't have feeling in your fingers and obviously no strength.
How happy would you be with the player Thompson coming?
You know, we thought that Dominique and Fox would really help us in the passing game. We thought they would throw the ball quite a bit, which they did. And you can see the range. Anytime you put a corner at the safety position, you add a little speed. Obza coming back after being injured really played well with a bunch of tackles. And so, you know, I was impressed with the way they handled himself. What's that? You'll have to show up Monday night. Okay. Anything else? I'm not sure what it is. You know, all you do is try to get better each game. We talked about where we were at the midpoint, 3-5, and second half of the season we have to do something a lot better than we did in the first half. You know, we've got one game in and we played a lot better, so hopefully we can keep it going.
Did you watch Terry miss the kick?
Which one?
The last one.
The last one, yeah, I did. You know, of all the guys that like kicking that, I think it would be him. So you know, that shows you everybody's human because he hasn't done that very many times.
How encouraged are you after seeing the
field? Well, he won a game in Kansas City. That's what we did. You know, it's a long season, as we've talked about, and get ready for Monday night. Thing that we did good last week is we got better each day. You know, we had good practices, we had good sense of urgency, we had some energy, and we took it over to game day. I was really impressed with our players on, you know, how they handled themselves last week. We didn't have a bad practice. You know, they were embarrassed by the way we played, and they went out and played accordingly.
What's Javon's answer?
Don't know. I really don't know. I would say it's probably a long shot for him to play Monday night. You know, he's got to show us what he can do during practice this week. You know, one day he's feeling good, the next day he's not feeling too good. You know, he's got to get reps during the week, and you know, he got the extra day and a half, so that's good. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, what we'll try to do, see what he can do, if he can run routes, how well he can run routes, and after he does run, you know, if he does practice like on Wednesday, can he come back Thursday, or is he sore? You know, you got to get back in football shape, and so just have to wait and see. I don't think it'd be good for Monday night, to be honest with you, but you never know. Well, obviously, to be a good defense, you got to be able to stop the run. We've gotten better. We've gotten better since the bye week, and we keep on working on it, and hopefully we can continue to improve. But you know, if you don't get good stopping the run, you know, you're in for a long day. I don't care who you are. And we made some strides, you know, giving up 60 yards, you know, rushing, is 3 yards carry is a big improvement. And hopefully we can build on it.
Josh, I
went
to the lunch for you guys yesterday to have that. How impressive is that for having us so much after you get
started? Well, it shows you we needed some help. First, then. Anytime you play 46 plays, and you've only been on the roster for a few days, really is a credit to him. He's a veteran player and played quite well. Yeah, it is. It is a little bit. You know, they're playing quite well. And they had a couple of their top defensive linemen out versus Jacksonville, so I'm sure they'll be ready for us. So we got to get ready. Good challenge. You know, we really haven't, you know, since our days in San Francisco, and you know, we've spent a lot of time together, but anytime you're in this business, you don't talk a lot of football. Sometimes you talk about personnel, different people you sign, but you kind of stay away from the X's and O's. Anything else?